Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, it's time for us. Listen, it was just an unusual week because we're going to have Trevor Maddich on.
Right.
And Trevor Maddich, of course, comes when we have a game that the Redskins are playing.
I guarantee you the Redskins will not lose this Sunday.
Yeah, because it's a bye week. And
we take what we can get at this point.
And so we'd like to check in with Trevor this morning and see how he thinks things are going during this bye week. There's so much news to talk about. Trent Williams, of course, and the big news there. But also some reports that that the Redskins are working very hard to try to solve their problem in the red zone. Joining us on the line right now is Trevor Maddich. Good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning. And the Redskins can't lose, but they still can probably tie.
Well, two weeks in a row.
Yeah. That is,
well, listen, thanks for getting up early with us on this very busy news day. But I'm just sort of curious. We haven't had a chance to talk to you about Trent Williams. And boy, I tell you, for people who love the Redskins, this is a troublesome thing. Here you got a guy who has two jobs. His first job is to play football. His second job is, you know, to keep his nose clean and make sure you get to the drug test. I mean, and he didn't. So what? How big a hit is this to the Redskins as they go forward?
Yeah, well, it's really bad because they face a stretch of teams. He'll miss 5 games, 4 weeks, but 5 games because of the nature of the way they play a bunch of games in a row here. And 3 of those 5 teams are in the top 11 in sacks, and that's a problem. So on the field, it hurts. He's definitely their best offensive lineman. But you're right, it's disappointing because, you know, say what you will about whether some of these drugs that players use, marijuana, et cetera, should be legal or not, they're banned by the NFL. And if you take them, then you are you're letting down your team because you're exposing yourself to this. Now, there's no evidence that he tested positive for marijuana this time. My understanding is that he was suspended for missing a drug test, which, according to the NFL, is the same as failing a drug test.
Right,
there have
right.
been marijuana issues in the past.
And so given that, I'm just curious what the mood around the team is. I mean, first of all, they're on a bye week, so have they been meeting or are they actually taking some time off? Are they, you know, angry? Are they disappointed? Are they frustrated with the NFL for their rules? What's going on within the locker room?
All of the above. They're disappointed to not have Trent, but at the same time, I think that the groundswell in the league is being upset with the league for some ridiculous rules. For example, they don't want you to use marijuana. And remember, we don't know that Trent took marijuana.
Right.
But they don't want you to use marijuana. But to get through the pain that you need to play with, they then prescribe you addictive opioids that are highly caustic to your body and very, very addictive. And some very big-name players over the years have gotten addicted to things like OxyContin. And it's wreaked havoc with them. And players will tell you that marijuana helps to ease their pain without the addictive nature or the cost of results in their body.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Trevor.
The prescription drugs they would be given.
Trevor, you used to play the game. You'd be right next to Trent Williams if you were a snapper, right? Or one guy over from Trent Williams. So you've got this mean, ugly, 350-pound defensive lineman ready to just tear your face off and get to Kirk Cousins. Would you rather have to deal with him knowing that he was on OxyContin or if he had had a joint before the game?
Well, if he had a joint, all he's thinking about is not Kirk Cousins, but some tortilla chips to munch
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Yeah. I would think that marijuana is actually a performance-dehancing drug, not enhancing drug. It's really an NFL image thing. It doesn't have to do with what's in his system. It has to do with the NFL's image. They don't want their players to be seen as smoking pot.
Well, that's true, and that's fair. I mean, if that's what they want, then it's incumbent on the players, no matter how much it might help them, to avoid that because it exposes them. Now, as I say this, by the way, keep in mind that I don't even drink. I mean, I don't take drugs. All through the NFL.
I know, Trevor. As soon as we venture into these conversations, everyone thinks, oh, well, O'Connor and Trevor, they're just potheads. It has nothing to do with our own proclivities. It has to do with what makes sense logically and what where our society is going.
And these guys are in a lot of pain, and I hate to see guys being forced to alleviate that pain with highly addictive opioids and not being given another option.
I want to move into another topic, if I could, please. And it has to do with the Redskins' continuing problem of not being able to capitalize when they're in the red zone. And I read a report that the coaches were taking this bye week to try to see if they could figure out how to solve that problem. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the way to solve that problem is better downhill running. That's what they've got to do. And they hope that Robert Kelly can be that running back because Matt Jones just isn't getting it done. When he gets down in there, he's fumbled. And I think Kelly, because he didn't fumble last week, has got the coach's attention. So that's one way. Another way is to find more creative ways to use the passing game. They wanted their first-round draft choice, Josh Doctson, wide receiver, healthy this year because he's a red zone machine because he can jump so high to catch the ball. But he's not available. So defenses are taking away Jordan Reed and forcing the Redskins to do other things. Well, I think using different pass patterns and different wrinkles to spring those guys down there is another thing that they're working on. And by the way, this also has an added benefit of helping the defense with their tackling issues. They've gotten better the last couple of weeks tackling, but by the offense having to work on pounding the ball in the red zone, it helps the defense with tackling practice during the bye.
Our guest is Trevor Maddich, Emmy Award-winning analyst from Comcast and also former Redskins player. And Trevor, in this bye week, I got to think this is a great time for people to start mending all of those injuries. And we had some serious injuries for some of our players going into London and then coming out of London. How are things looking right now?
Well, they're looking okay. The one I'm really watching is Will Blackman, who's a safety. He's a backup safety. He wasn't a starter coming in. And when it's two starting safeties were injured earlier in the season, he had to step into that role. Now, he had to leave last week's game because of that thumb injury. And so how well that's healing or whether or not that will allow him to play is a big deal. Because if he can't go, then you're down to a fourth string safety.
Finally, as we wrap up here, just going back to this Trent Williams thing, how does that impact your outlook for the rest of the season?
Well, and Kirk Cousins' injuries that he's about to sustain.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of similarity between Tom Brady's suspension and this one from a standpoint of what it means to the team.
That's right.
Not the reason why. The Patriots were able to get through Brady's suspension without hurting their playoff chances. Now Ty Inseki, who's a 330-pound mountain, who's played very well in a reserve role for the Redskins, will have to step into that position. So watch Ty Inseki at left tackle. I think he'll do pretty well, but he's not as nimble as Trent Williams. However, I think he's probably even a better run blocker. So I can see a lot of pounding on the left side behind him because that is his strength.
All right.
All right, Trevor, thanks for joining us, Trevor Maddich, and we'll talk to you when the Redskins actually have a game next week.
I got you. And remember, in this state, marijuana is not legal, so don't take it.
Which state is that?
Whichever state that it's not legal in.
Hey, speaking of that, real fast, Trevor, because you do college football for ESPN, quick question. How bad will Michigan demolish Maryland
this week
in Ann Arbor? It's going to be ugly, isn't it?
I'm going to stop short from calling the upset, but I think Maryland will come within about three touchdowns.
I might take a bet on that one there, Trevor Maddich.
Trevor Maddich, thanks a lot, buddy.
Good to have you.
Okay.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.